All right, we're back, brother. Episode 24, back with another Monday recap. Let's just start where we always start. Dodgers, baby. Dodgers. Two or three, we keep winning series. That's all you got. That's all it takes, right?
That's what we said. Keep winning series. Win series, the good things will happen.
We were hoping Braves would take two or three, but it's asking a lot of them. At least they won Sunday and we won. At least Braves won Sunday, we won Sunday. So now it's a game back, 2 weeks to go. This is.
You think that's a foreshadowing, though? The Braves aren't going to be able to keep up in the postseason. Because we look good against the Braves, the Giants look good against the Braves. We played against Cincinnati well. The Giants played against Cincinnati well. I mean, these are two clearly the best two teams in all of baseball, right?
Clearly, and we're going to meet in the division series.
What's going to suck. I mean, that's a NLCS dream matchup. Don't you want to see that in seven games?
Of course, man. Dude, dream matchup for sure. Kershaw looked good yesterday. I'm loving what I'm seeing, right?
Kershaw looked good. Kershaw looked great. I mean.
And like Dodger Danny said, that's our fourth. That's our
weak link, dude. That's our fourth. I was talking to my uncle earlier, and I was like, dude, you cannot deny. Like, name me a better starting rotation come October. He had one. I'll give him that. He did say Smoltz, Maddox, Avery, and who was the fourth guy in that lineup? Who am I missing? And I gave him credit. I was like, okay,
Glavin.
Thank you. Glavin, Smoltz, Maddox, and Avery. I was like, you know what though? How long were those guys together? And how many rings did they get out of it?
I think
season with Scherzer.
Did Atlanta get one or no?
This year? They got one, dude.
Okay, they got one. Which is actually a travesty. They should have. That team was unbelievable.
Completely.
Yeah.
So if they can do it this year with Scherzer, only being here for what, half a season, dude, this is going to go down as the best rotation.
Which I know we talked about enough now, but what was the stats you said? He's 7-0 with the Dodgers, right?
Dude, let me bring it up, dude. It's Scherzer's just out of his mind right now, dude. Out of his mind. So check this out. He's, as a Dodger, he's 7-0, 0.078 ERA. 36 and two-thirds innings without an earned run since the beginning of August. During that time, 49 Ks and 3 walks, dude. That is
– oh, my God.
That's scary.
And this reminds – this is the best trade we've done since Manny, right? Manny Wood.
This might be the best trade we've ever made in the history of the Dodgers
I'm not saying Manny Wood was a better trade, but I'm saying the last time we made an in-season move like this, I think Manny was the one –
don't get me wrong. I loved Manny. I was so hyped, dude.
Yeah. We also didn't. But, what did we do? We lost the first round to Cardinals, I think, right?
Dude, I know it's a team sport. I know you guys got a hit and you need to have other pitchers. You can't rely on one pitcher. But, dude, Scherzer literally could be the difference. He could win us the World Series.
Of course he can.
Granted, our team has to hit for Bueller because our team doesn't hit for Bueller.
This is ridiculous, man. And you mentioned a good point, dude. But we're only getting back with 2 weeks to go. So, but you're saying you're saying next week if we're down, if it comes down to two or three games, you say you got to set up Scherzer for the wild card game. You have to.
I think you need to take a look at that. You can't play stupid. If you're down a game with one game left to go, we already lost the tiebreaker to San Fran. San Fran owns the tiebreaker on us for winning 10 out of the 19. We went 10-9. I mean, I think you got to look at the rotation too. If it comes down to a couple games and we're still one back going into the final day, you got to save Scherzer. You have to time it. You need him ready to pitch, whether it's game one of a divisional series or the wild card. You have to sit him. You have to save him.
Of course. But hopefully that's not the case. And then what else we talk about? How about Lux? The guy's been huge. I know Pollock's back this weekend, right?
Lux on multiple folds. Lux is playing well, and he took Bellinger out for us. So,
I mean, Lux, that's huge. No, Lux has been awesome. That's huge. But Pollock's back this weekend. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, which we knew. We knew he was going to be back. It wasn't serious. He knew he was going to be back for playoffs, and that's when we need him. And
everything's setting up perfectly for us, man.
And this is what we've been saying. We're fine. We're going to be fine. I'm liking everything right now. Dodgers are going to the World Series. Dodgers are going to the World Series. End of story.
I agree, brother. What else was a great story yesterday? What Mookie just gets it, dude, right? He just gets it.
It's class act, dude. That's a class act ball player. Dude, to be that good and still be a class act, there's far and few between, man. There's far and few guys between Mookie Betts, man.
And dude, we get this guy for 10 years. That's who you want to have for 10 years. That's why you sign a guy like that. And what he did, and that cheers to the Cincy fan for being actually throwing it back and not being a douche. Right?
I say cheers because here's the thing. I say cheers to the security at Great American Ball Field for not throwing the guy out and understanding. Because picture, like in Dodger Stadium, they're throwing you out for even doing that. Be like, you could argue your case. Like, I was giving it back to him. No way. They're throwing you out. Dodger Stadium's so strict. But
if this was in Philadelphia, the fan was not throw it back. Nah. The guy would be like, no way. And so then what'd Mookie do? And I heard the guy didn't even ask for his bat, but Mookie just ran over and gave him his bat. That's cool.
See, I heard mixed stories. I heard part of the story was that he promised the guy that he told them. He's like, throw the ball back.
It seemed like he was just kind of like, hey, bro, like, give me the ball. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Either way,
class act by Mookie, dude. He understand the moment. And then and it's funny, too, when Mookie throws the ball into the Cincinnati dugout, I don't think the Cincinnati, like, first base coach realized.
He's like,
what are you doing?
He's like, I know. They didn't even know. It's like, Jesus. He said he saw it on the big screen, right? That's how Mookie knew. Yeah.
Yep.
And then
he had the guy, one of his own bats too, because you could tell it was actually Mookie's bat, because Mookie's one of the only guys that uses that axe handle.
And then the Cincy guy, so he got the bat. I thought he gave the bat to he just let him take a picture, which is cool. But at that point, you give the bat to the kid, right, with the Mookie jersey on. What would you do?
I'd keep the bat. Sorry, kid. Get the hat out of my way. This is a bat from the top 10 baseball players ever.
I got rid of a ball. I can't just give rid of a bat too. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm keeping the ball. I'm giving the ball back, keeping the bat. End of story.
So we got Rockies this week. You know they're going to try to play spoiler. They're a great home team, but we kind of struggled over there, huh?
We do, but again, if we can win the series, just win the series. Giants got Padres. I think they're in San Diego, correct? If I'm not mistaken, man. I think they're in San Diego.
Hopefully Machado and Tatis is made up by now.
Yeah. They need to kiss, hug it out, do whatever you gotta do, make up.
Do something for us, man.
But it's you know what's funny? For the first time ever, I think I might be on Machado's side here.
Me too. I think
so. That's rare. I don't take Machado's side very rarely.
But he's just being a leader. So it's not about you, dude. We're trying to win games. Yeah. We can't afford to lose you in that moment. You're by you yelling at the ump. We need you in the.
And what's funny is actually came out of Machado's mouth is you're the best player on this team.
Well,
could you imagine Machado saying that like 3 or 4 years ago? Like Machado, I think his head was too big. He'd be like, I'm the best player on this team. But for him to realize in that moment, dude, like you're the best player on this team. Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Padres, I think they're I think I showed you the stat before we talked. 10-24 since August 11th, and we're 28-9.
That's not good. I'm telling you, man. They've had the souls ripped out of them.
So you're saying it's not good that they play Padres a lot to end the year. It's not that good for us.
To be honest, I don't think it is, but I honestly don't think the Padres make the playoffs at this point. I could be wrong. I'm not calling that as a bold prediction. I just don't see them making the playoffs at this point.
Right now it's us and Cardinals, right? For wild card.
Right now it's us and Cardinals. Since he's 3 games back, San Diego's 3.5 back.
And then Bryce Harper's putting Philly on his back, but they're not gonna. I don't think they're.
I was gonna say Philly still has a pulse, but.
Man, how about Bryce Harper, dude?
He's creeping into the MVP talks, man. He's creeping in there.
And no one's really talking about him this year. And I mean, now they are, but.
You want to know why I actually don't have faith in Philly getting a playoff spot? I think they're done.
You look at
who's in the wild card right now, who's like fighting in the mix for a wild card. Philly is 4 games back. With a negative run differential, you can't win with a negative run differential. That tells you run differential tells you so many things you need to know about a team. You can't do with a negative run differential, dude. Look at this. The Phillies got a -12 run differential, dude. Uh-huh. San Diego, who's right ahead of them and 3.5 back, has a +46 run differential.
So that just shows.
That tells you everything you know. Dodgers are at a +249. +249. I wonder what the record is.
So hear me out. Do you think they'll change? Because either way, it's sickening for either us or Giants to be wild card. Do you think they'll change the rule after this? Because it's 200 and they're going to be 200 win teams, and they're one of them's going to. Well, they not one of them. I mean, one of them could be potentially out in a one game What do you think? Do you think they'll change that?
I think the stat was that technically both of them could win. Both of them could win 105 games, and it'd be the first time ever that a 105 game winner does not win their division or something like that. Something weird like that. That was the stat, right? Something weird like that. 105 game winner not winning their division.
Maybe they won't change it because they're just like, hey, this year was this came out of nowhere.
Exactly. I think this is an anomaly year, dude. You have two teams that are just clearly the two best teams in baseball. I like it personally. Let them fight to the death to the final game of the season to see who wins the division. I'm loving it. This makes for good baseball.
It does, especially the fact that it's our freaking rivals of all time. This is even, oh my gosh, that NL division. Oh, dude, whatever. We're gonna face them then a little bit. Oh my gosh, I'm saying the NLDS is gonna be insane, bro.
That NLDS might be better than the World Series because you remember it's only five games, dude. Every game I feel has a little more weight to it when it's only five games.
We'll be at Robinson's
weekend. Be at Robinson's. just really quick, going back to the run differential, something that's insane. Mm-hmm. So Dodgers are one game back of San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
Dodgers run differential is +249. They are scoring a ton of runs. Giants run differential
is what?
+181.
Oh my gosh, dude.
The Dodgers almost have 70 more runs on run differential, yet we're still one game behind. That tells you like how Dodgers are the better team, clearly. We just are not winning at the right time.
Or not. Except for yesterday. Dude, you keep saying this week we'll be ahead. I guess we did 2 weeks ago. We took the lead, right?
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Arizona's terrible. We'll be fine.
Arizona's terrible. That's enough Dodgers talk. Dude, another football weekend in the books. Well, first of all, can we talk about God, freaking UCLA. That's a crushing loss.
But we called it. I've been saying I didn't like that game. Fresno State scared me, man. Fresno State's good. A very solid football team.
They're good. They almost beat Oregon. Yeah.
They get up.
Well
coached. That's a good team.
That's just a heartbreaking loss. But I mean, UCLA is good. They're still good too. But it's just like, God damn it.
It just sucks to lose that in prime time at home. You went to the game, right?
No. I was just in Pasadena. I met a bunch of Fresno State fans, and they were like, dude, why is it spread 12? I was like, I think you guys are right. Well, I'm not sure why it's 12. And then USC, whatever. If coach gets fired, hammer him the next week, right?
You called it. You called it. And it's funny. We were texting Meredith. Meredith's like, no way, dude. No way. USC is garbage.
Fade Mark. Well, it was 14-0. I was like, oh boy. But then I think they outscored them 45.
Yeah, they turned on the Jets at the right
Washington
time.
State's horrible.
Washington State's terrible, but I think I still think the worst team in the Pac-12 has got to be Arizona. Arizona's not
bad. They're bad. Did Arizona State win? I didn't get to see that game. They beat
They got slapped by BYU, dude.
Oh my gosh. So actually, remember, I know we were saying how well they started off the gates, but last week was kind of a
past 2 weeks, and you look at BYU, dude, they not only beat Utah, then they go beat Arizona State.
Yeah, so Pac-12 struggled this week, except for – I mean, Oregon's going to be up there. And UCLA,
I think Oregon is the clear favorite right now at this point.
For sure.
I think, they're third in the nation right now.
How about that wideout game, dude, at Penn State? Dude, that's
– another one you called. Dude – how about just in general, our record in college right now, dude?
Let's just stick to that.
I'm not even going to bet NFL anymore. I'm not betting NFL. This coming next pod, when we give our action at the urinal, I'm not going to have any NFL games.
College, it's just, dude, it's been.
We can't lose. I know, we cannot lose.
Especially you.
Dude.
You went 3-0?
2-0, because I remember I picked some shoes.
Two. Only went there two you games. Go.
I gave the Buffalo.
Yeah. Buffalo and Buffalo
getting 14. They lost by 3 or 7, I think. And then I had Kansas State. I told you Nevada was not for real. Kansas State won by 21. They won by 3 touchdowns. And they were getting 2 points.
And you put them in a parlay with 2 NFL teams. But
NFL, man.
Bro, let's get into NFL. Let's get into NFL week 2.
This is my nightmare.
Where do we begin? Zach Wilson sucks.
I'll tell where we begin. Well, Zach, well, we can start with Zach. Well, we can start with that whole division.
No,
Zach,
we can talk about Bill Belichick against Sucks. Why didn't we hammer past this week? That guy against the rookie QB is unbelievable. What are we thinking?
It's hurting me. It's actually frustrating me thinking about it right now. I kind of got over it this morning, and now I'm thinking about it, and it's just like, God.
I don't know. Not that we took Jets, but I'm just like, oh, why didn't we take past this week? Yeah, you know what I mean?
I hate the NFL right now. I hate the NFL right now. It's a love-hate relationship, dude. The Miami Dolphins, dude, we called it. I've been saying it for the past couple of weeks. I think Tua's glass. Miami does not believe in Tua. He's glass, dude. He's been hurt how many times at Alabama? Now he's hurt with the rib. He's too small, too little. He's glass, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Those Deshaun Watson, I mean, besides all, if he didn't get – Deshaun would be on Miami right now if he wasn't involved with all those – Because they've always wanted Deshaun. I know. I agree. And that's another where the Texans, now they're – what's his name? Davis Mills? That's your boy, Davis Mills?
Is he available?
How many
– what percentage of leagues own him?
Because Tyrod Taylor got hurt. Poor Tyrod. He gets hurt every – you would think he had some injury luck this year after his doctor.
Nope. And how many times has he been passed up in the past? He's gone to a team. You think he's going to be a starter, and then he gets somebody else comes and takes his spot, and now look, dude.
See, how about –
this guy's just got bad luck.
How about the Raiders, dude? Unbelievable. But this is what – I feel like they do this every year. They get talked about, and then all of a sudden you look, they lose like seven in a row. You're like, oh, typical Raiders.
Everybody's on Carr right now, though, man. Everybody's on Carr. He's looked great, man. He's looked phenomenal these first two games.
And then hopefully we didn't lock in those Jameis MVP bets last week. You didn't do it. We just
– No. That was the one time.
We talked about it.
We're not talking about that anymore. Dude, but I'll tell you what, though. I mean, I got to get back to the Miami game. Tua's glass. Miami, you're in the red zone against the Buffalo team, and you have three turnovers in the red zone. Like, I just can't.
Yeah, that's – I guess we figured – no, I knew that you liked Miami. It was a tough game for me. I guess we thought maybe Buffalo would bounce back. I don't know. They are a fucking good team, right?
You know what? Again, with NFL – I was stupid because you know what? There was an NFL game that we both called it. We called it. I even was talking to my uncle earlier on Saturday, dude. We absolutely Titans. Called it. There's never been, I can't remember, a fishier line than the Titans getting.
It didn't make sense. That's why I took them with
only
the points.
Only six but
yeah,
I know, in I Seattle?
Know. Yeah, I know. It didn't make after them losing by how much to who they lose to? Cardinals?
They're smacked by Arizona. Cardinals.
Yeah. Oh, that's another one.
Six. That was the fishiest line. And they were down big.
I know. Big. And then Henry, just give Henry the ball. Just give Henry the ball, dude.
Get out of the way.
What was the other? Oh, poor Vikings fans. That kicker. You have one job.
One job.
That's rough.
That's going to be on college game day. You had one job.
That's it. Let's talk about some of those 2-0 teams. Do you think any of these guys are – what's 2-0 teams are for real?
2-0 teams
for obviously, real. Obviously, Bucks, Rams, those playoff teams right there.
Hands down. The questionable one is the Raiders, I think. The Raiders, in my mind, is...
They're not a playoff team to me, right?
You don't think so?
I don't know. Panthers? Are Panthers for real?
I don't think the Panthers are for real. I don't think the Panthers are for real. They played against the Zach Wilson Jets, and now they beat the Saints. Yeah. I don't think they're for real.
How about... are Cardinals for real? Their offense is legit, but I don't know. I don't know, man. It's too early
division,
to tell.
Dude, flip a coin. Because I still don't think San Fran is that real.
And I don't think Cardinals, I would say they have a decent shot. But like you said, that division, dude, I don't think they'll be able to make the playoff. Yeah.
That division, everybody's going to just beat the hell out of each other. Let's flip it around. Which 0-2 team? 0-2 has the best chance of making the playoffs. You got to go Colts, right?
They've been in some – well, they didn't look too good week one, but they hung with the Rams. Well, yeah, Colts or who else is 0-2? Jags suck. I'm never taking them again.
I'm not taking them again. Third time's a charm. We learned our lesson after the first two times.
Bro. Those fools are garbage.
It's Indy. It's got to be Indy. I mean, Vikings are 0-2. I don't see much out of them. Atlanta might be the worst team in football this year. No offense. Sorry, bro.
Oh, man. Hey, but how about Brady and Gronk, baby? Let's go, dude. Unbelievable.
How many touches Brady have? Four touchdowns to four different receivers, five different or something.
And then by the Gronk has four this year. Dude, they're They're trying to pass what? Marvin Harrison and Manning's record.
Right? And Manning, yeah.
Which I think they will, don't you?
They should easily. They should. I mean, how many behind are they right now?
I think it was 15 should, or so. As long as
I think they should be able to do it.
It's Packers. How about, hey, Rodgers is back. Look at the Packers. I mean, oh, they're playing the Lions. I guess we knew this.
I don't know if he's back.
I don't think they're back, but it helps when you play the Lions.
It does. I don't think this is the true test. I think they actually – the Packers have another big game coming up, I want to say, next week. Who do they have next week that might tell us a little bit more? Because I feel like the Saints is a broken clock, is right two times a day in that game last week.
Yeah.
Lions are the Lions. I think – hold on, let me check. The Packers got a big game coming up. Yeah, Packers at San Fran next week.
Oh, wow. That's a great it's game. Sunday night game.
Packers at San Fran.
Dude, how about these primetime games have been unbelievable. Can we talk about last night's game? Unreal.
Dude, yeah, and they're saying the Thursday night games are supposed to be, like, better this year. All the Thursday night games, I think they scheduled better ones.
Well, Washington Giants, dog shit teams, I think, but that was a great game.
It was a great game, though.
Yeah, I know. It was great. I mean, this week's
Panthers. Except for jumping off sides and letting them re-kick.
Oh, gosh. This week, Panthers-Texans. I don't know if that's going to be a great game, man. I don't know. Dude, Panthers are going to be 3-0.
That's the thing. It's two teams that nobody would expect, but watch it be a great game. I mean, what's the spread in that game? I wonder if it's even up yet.
Yeah, but Davis, what's his name? What did we just say his name was? Davis, freaking, I don't even know.
You've been saying, dude, you said, who does everybody think the worst team is? And it's who Texans. You've been loving?
Hey, they're 2-0. They covered first three
exactly.
weeks.
Okay, here you go. Carolina on the road at Houston, backup quarterback for Houston. Carolina -7.5. Give me the Texans. Give me the backup quarterback and the Texans getting 7.5.
I kind of like it. I kind of like that. That'll be on our action of the Euro picks.
A lock, but I like, you know how I like how I feel about home dogs.
Well, another thing we need to talk about, dude, these taunting calls are ridiculous. Can we end this shit? This dude, what is going on?
Belichick came out and talked against it. Belichick's like, dude,
no, I know, I just
doesn't belong in the game.
How are these calls are?
Here's my problem with the NFL, and you'll notice this too. Did you ever notice, like, I feel like every single NFL season, it's a different thing that we're all focused on for penalties.
First, and it's always
the
bad.
Pass interference. The next year, it's the roughing the quarterback. You can't touch the quarterback. Yeah. The next year, it's what it constitutes a catch. This year is the year of taunting.
Yeah, I know, and it's all bad, right? It's always, dude, I don't even know. And how about when I'm watching NFL, how many times are you like a big play, you're just looking for a flag now?
All the time.
I'm just like, oh, got to be a flag, right?
And it's funny, I feel like they don't even call holding anymore on the offensive line. They never call holding.
They don't call
I watch these games, I'm like, dude, is that not holding? And all I can think back to is me and Mark Meredith in Vegas watching the LSU-Alabama game where he's in the hotel room screaming holding every 5 seconds. It's holding! It's holding! I mean, it sucks when you got money on LSU and the final score is like 3-0. That's how that game turned out. But they don't even call holding anymore.
They don't call that, but they – dude, I feel bad for defenders. But what are the corners supposed to do? They call anything, dude. They call illegal –
yeah.
I don't know. And the taunting thing, they need to – they need to change that, like, in season. I know, dude, come on. This is not working.
Make football great again, dude. Make football great again.
I agree, man. Did you see that meme where, like, the guy, what are you supposed to do when you score a touchdown? Just, like, walk and ref and then just be a robot? Just
walk back to the bench. hand the ball to the ref. Walk back to the bench.
Oh, man.
I thought the whole point was they went back. Remember they, like – said you could celebrate, you can do all these things in after a touchdown, you could celebrate all these things, and now it's like, oh, but you can't do certain celebrations.
Like they're running to the touchdown the goal line cam, they all run to that. I love that when they get a turnover, that's cool. But the how do they? I don't know, man. They got to fix it. It's ridiculous.
It's too subjective, and that's the problem when they make it so subjective like that. And
that's exactly it. I don't know, but it's
some refs are softer than the others, dude.
I feel bad for these refs because we're sitting at home watching like slow mo, be like, "How do you call that?" But these guys are like watching it full speed, like it's just a quick. So I mean, I give the refs credit still, but it's
a job I would never want. I would never want.
Oh hell no!
Professional sports umpire, referee, nothing.
There's no way they get paid enough either, right?
No. That's why they have like serious unions, because they know they need the unions to help back them up, because it's everybody hates you. You can't win with anybody. You can't win with the fans. You can't win with the coaches. You can't win with the players.
Yeah, awful job.
Tough job.
What any other sports stuff? I mean, NFL, that was a great. That was another. The afternoon games were way better.
Oh, it's been like that lately. I feel like week one, yeah. The afternoon games were solid.
And
we got a big golf tournament coming up this weekend.
We do, bro. Shit. Well, I mean, you said it's in the U.S., right?
It's in Wisconsin.
Okay. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be amazing. Well, the last time ever, like I believe that we will. Oh, we're gonna be doing that.
I don't believe they've set the teams yet. Double checking right now. I don't believe they've made the pairings yet, which should be probably tomorrow.
It starts Thursday, right? It's Thursday or Friday?
Starts Friday. It's only three days.
3 days.
But nice. That's the thing. The whole world wants to see who's paired against who, who's, you know what I mean, who's going against who. So I can't wait to see that. I'm reading right now, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau are unlikely to sit together, or eat together, or even chit-chat together this entire week at the Ryder Cup. Come on, dude. You guys, put it aside for America, you know?
As much as we joke about Bryson, you can put it aside, right? Come on. Yeah. We're all...
You got to bring this cup home, dude. Don't let your pettiness get between us winning this cup, you know?
Dude, I wish the only thing is, like, I wish Tiger was there. I mean, that's... Right.
No, it's the first time. It's the first time in I don't know how long. He's not even going to be there as an honorary captain or anything.
It's sad. Remember last time he played, he balled out. What do you have? That walk in. Yeah, he was. I mean, it's Tiger. Shit. It's not going to be the same, but it'll be fun.
Definitely.
Leafs fans are back. Well, I guess
it'll be more fun if we win it.
Yeah, if we lose, it's not that
exactly. Fun. I'll determine if we had fun or not after the tournament.
What's the odds we get on that? Do we get plus money, or are we favored?
I think. Let me double check. I think it's gonna be very, very close because they are the title holders, but it's on our home soil, so it should be very, very close to even money. Let's see, Ryder Cup, USA sure. 5-3. No, hold on. Look at the wrong thing. Here we go. USA is actually minus 200. They got the favorites right now. Europe is plus 200. And the very, very rare tie is at plus 1200. I don't see a tie.
We're minus 200?
We're minus 200 to win it. Gosh. Europe's plus 200.
Jeez, they got to – I mean, that's – jeez. That's good value on Europe, right?
You know what? I actually think you're right. I think it is good value on Europe.
But we're not betting against USA.
We're not betting against you. There might be maybe some player matchups that are in our favor, but again, those haven't been announced yet. So
I can't wait. We got to get a golf expert on Thursday, dude.
I mean, you can also bet what the final scores will be. For the overall final score, for the total, this is actually not that bad. USA to win 14.5 to 13.5 is at plus 900.
That's a lock.
I like it.
I like it too. I love the plus 900. Come on.
I like that bet, actually. Plus 900 to win by 1 point, 14.5 to 13.5.
I love it, bro.
It's going to be close. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it on Thursday. What else? Any other thing in sports? Well, what, soccer? How's the Champions League, man?
Champions League.
Is it going starting again tomorrow, or are they taking a week, or how's that work?
No, I think they're actually off for another week. But, I mean, week one, there's some massive upsets. Man U.
PSG, they draw. Man U.
Blanket lost. Pulled over them.
Yeah.
Barcelona does not look good. Barcelona does not look good at all.
I guess that's what happens when you lose Messi, right?
They're in trouble. And I'll tell you who else is in trouble. Another big European club that's in trouble. I'm talking about the winless in third to last place, who? Juventus.
Wow. Well, that's what happens when you lose Ronaldo too, right?
Talk about when you lose Ronaldo, dude. They have not won a game.
Oh my gosh.
In the Italian league.
Did you see the U.S. women's team? What they win? 8-0?
Yeah, Lloyd had like 5 goals or something, right?
Who did they play?
I think Burbank High School JV or the Frosh Soft team, I think.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Preschoolers? I don't even know.
I don't know. Wait, they're still trying to qualify. Why are they playing? They're trying to qualify for a World Cup or something? Or?
I think it was a friendly, to be honest. I could be wrong. Don't quote me.
I don't know. I just saw on TV they're up 8-0, so I was like,
oh. Yeah, she's trying to break the record for most hat tricks in a game. I think Mia Hamm has the most at like 11 or something, and Lloyd's not far behind. She's got like 8 or 9. So she could do it, but
I guess what's happening is you're playing the Burbank Frost.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
But yeah, dude.
That was NFL week 2 in the books. College, what we got? College week. Wait, it's already been 3 weeks of college, right? Or 4 weeks.
Been 3 weeks of college. Just to throw it out there, in case you're not keeping track at home, our record combined on college, what do we say is –
14-4.
We are 14-4 in college. That is why I'm not betting another NFL game until I can figure this thing out. We are giving you college locks. 14-4.
We are not messing around.
And that's on record. That's on record.
Your stats have been.
We've said every one of these picks on record. We are 14-4.
It could only go down from here, right?
No way. We're staying hot.
No way.
We're staying hot.
It's like pick and choose your spots, right? Pick and choose your spots.
Pick and choose. That's why I only took 2 college games this week. I mean, who else was going to bet K-State and Buffalo?
That's another thing I've been liking what you've been doing. I'm trying to be taking the marquee games, which is fine, but you're taking the games that no one's going to take. I like it.
Exactly. And we only got McAfee's back on.
I know. My boy. My boy, Matt. Shout out to – hey, for the brand.
For the brand.
I think he's our next guest.
Dude, there's only 2 top 25 matchups this coming week in college. We got our big one, Notre Dame at Wisconsin. Notre Dame's been scaring the hell out of me lately.
You love Notre Dame, and my other good friend loves Wisconsin. Damn. What time's that game?
That is a 9 a.m. game.
Are you have softball or are you gonna watch it? Who's home?
Actually, I want to say this is on a neutral field. Isn't this at Soldier Field, I believe?
Is it?
It is. It's in Chicago.
I think Notre Dame -4.
Way off.
What is it?
What is Wisconsin it? -5.5.
Holy shit. Give me Notre Dame. Fucking +5. You don't like it?
I don't like that thing with a 20-foot pole, dude. Notre Dame scares the hell out of me. If Wisconsin beats them, I would not be surprised.
Are you going to watch the game? You have softball for sure.
I guess softball is fucking dicks. Other top 25 matchup, Texas A&M at Arkansas. An Arkansas team that's looking very good. They beat the shit out of Texas.
They did. And then
again, Texas A&M, both teams 3-0. Texas A&M at Arkansas.
That's a great game. But this is not – Action Neal doesn't start until Thursday, though.
I'm already liking this game. Tell me the spread. Texas A&M at Arkansas. Guess it.
Oh, man. Arkansas -2.
Again, you're way off.
I'm way off on these, bro. I'm terrible.
Texas A&M giving 5.5. Texas A&M -5.5 at a tough Fayetteville, Arkansas. I don't understand some of these spreads, but
I'm gonna handicap the next 2 days. Yeah, the next 2 days we got to.
These aren't locks yet.
No. All right, Rodgers is looking. Yeah, what's the score? They're gonna win 42-17.
This game's out of hand. It's 35-17 currently. Yeah. Right now. At first, 6 minutes to go.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I was pretty scared at the beginning when I had my survivor, but the Lions are gonna line.
Yeah, that's. There's a few teams you could say about that. We always say the Mets are going to Met. Yep. The Lions are going to Lion.
Dan Campbell, first-year coach.
Sorry, Tua's going to Tua and just get hurt.
Oh, man. Is it worse to be a Lions fan or a Falcons fan? Be honest.
I would say it's
28-3, bro.
I would say it's worse to be a Lions fan because at least the Falcons have gotten there, and the Falcons have had a good organization. They got a good owner with Arthur Blank. They've had the teams. They just couldn't get over the hump. The Lions are just always so far away.
Yeah.
Is it mere the Lions have been rebuilding for like 20 years?
Yeah, it's
ever since Barry Sanders rode off into the sunset, they've been rebuilding.
Yeah, it's brutal. All right, man. Another episode in the books. Hopefully, maybe a guest on Thursday, huh? Maybe.
We'll try it. We'll try it. We'll talk to our producer.
Exactly. All right, bro. Go Dodgers, bro. Let's go.
All right, let's go Dodgers.
All right, man.
Later.
Later.